Hi, and welcome back to our podcast at the Mata Jove Institute. We are Lucia, Mara, Andrea, and Carolina, four students from 4th of ESO, and we are with Tessa, our American English assistant.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Today, we will talk about Women's Day, and we will see the difference between how is it there and here in Spain.
Let's start by asking Tessa a couple of questions to see how this day is lived there.
Well, Tessa, first of all, what is Women's Day?
Women's Day is the day to highlight the achievements of women, address challenges they face, and advocate for gender equality.
Okay, so I'm really interested in the history of this day, more or less how it started in the US.
In the US, it started in around 1909, so early 20th century, and it was a group of women who were garment workers in New York, and they were looking for better pay, better working conditions in these factories. And from there, it kind of started for, or continuation for women's suffrage, so the right to vote in 1920. And how about in Spain?
Well, so in Spain, International Women's Day started because women in the 19th century wanted like better jobs and free treatments. And some important moments includes the 1857 strike in A Coruña, where women asked for high pay and equal rights. La Tabacalera, a tobacco factory in Lavapiés, helped women to have better jobs. And also after Franco's time, starting in 1975, law changed to treat women more fairly.
That's pretty interesting. By the way, Tessa, we also wanted to know, how do you celebrate that day in America?
In America, so we celebrate it in different parts of the US, so depending on the state, but usually major cities like Los Angeles, New York, and Washington, D.C. So Washington, D.C. is our nation's capital, so we have usually big rallies and marches on Capitol Hill with women, men, and all genders, so just people in general are protesting for equality.
Are there any specific activities or events organized for that day in California?
In California, so something similar is people march or rally in our state's capital, which is Sacramento, which is near San Francisco, but also Los Angeles, where I'm from, there are a lot of rallies and marches, but we have usually celebrities come out to talk with people or people perform, so singers, dancers. There's also activities for kids to interact with, maybe some drawings or events for more families to get involved. And it is taught in high schools and universities on that day to kind of celebrate and bring awareness about the history of it, as well as in the inclusion of women in museums. So more of like aerospace or sciences or mathematics and arts, and how it helps kind of progress these fields.
Let me ask you one more question, Tessa. Is there any sexism in the high school?
Sexism, it's been a while for me, so I would say that I saw it when I was in high school, and I'm hoping that it's come a long way since then, the kind of to bring it down and have more of influences like the administrators to stop it when they see it. But at least when I was in high school, there would be like police wouldn't get involved if it got like a serious event of a sexual harassment or sexism. But hopefully it's kind of decreased from since then.
Well, I don't know if you have noticed me here, but we have had some arguments and problems, but I think the thing is going really better.
So on that note, what difficulties can you find being a woman in America?
I think in the US, being taken seriously, or at least as an equal, especially younger women have face these the difficulties kind of finding equality or being taken serious as a person, whether it comes for like bank loans or maybe higher positions in businesses or even owning a business. But now that more women have come a long way from that, it's kind of easier, I think, for younger women to kind of step into these fields a little bit.
So here in Spain, we have a pretty important protest for Women's Day, such as in Madrid or Barcelona. Do you have any big women's rights protests in the US?
women's rights protests are, I think they're becoming more serious, especially since after 2010. So in 2017, there was the Me Too moment that was, you know, coming up, especially in Los Angeles and in Hollywood, of, you know, bigger producers and, you know, women who have been sexually harassed in the office. So ever since then, more women who have been victims of these crimes have come forward. So it's very important to give these women voices and make sure that they're being heard.
So a topic in Women's Day that people really talk about are important feminist figures. Do you have any important feminist figures in the US?
Yeah, so there's Susan B. Anthony, as well as Elizabeth Stanton, Alice Paul, and Ida B. Wells, who were starting as like the women's suffrage, so women to have the right in the 1920s, and Ida B. Wells was a woman of color during that time, so she was helping to kind of progress that a little bit quicker, especially for women. And then there's also Gloria Steinem, who was a journalist in the 70s and the 60s, and she started Miss Magazine, which was an international magazine for women and talking about the issues.
An important topic that I think we should talk about is sexual harassment. So how big of a problem is sexual harassment?
It's a big problem, I think, and it's, I think, something that we should continue to talk about. I think I was looking at a stat that at least 1 in 3 women in the U.S. have been sexually harassed in public, so it is quite a lot of women that have come forward. So I think continuing to give them a voice and making sure that they're heard and that this isn't happening in at all would be a great way to kind of move forward.
Well, and did you know that here in Spain there are some places like restaurants or gas stations that have a code to help you if you are in danger?
Yeah, that's right.
Normally, in the women's bathroom, they have a sign explaining in detail what to do. It is usually a special sentence such as, for example, I'm asking about Violeta. But each place it has its sentence and it is something discreet to not attract everyone's attention. Saying this, the person working becomes alert and will take the appropriate measures for the situation. Is there anything similar?
We don't really have kind of a message that's well known for women, but I believe that if you just get a attendant who works at one of these gas stations and let them know secretly, maybe leaving a note, you can leave it in the bathroom or to the attendant or somebody in the store to let them know that you need help. There are numbers, but they're not well known for women to kind of access.
Okay. Do you think there's more inequality talking about women here?
I think it's relatively the same, at least what I've noticed. Kind of not really fully equally there, but I think socially when you're interacting with others, it's a little bit easier to kind of be included in a conversation here.
And finally, what are stereotypes about women exist in your country?
A couple that come to mind would be women are not great drivers, they're bad drivers, and women are shopaholics that like to shop a lot and spend money, which I think they're very sexist, but also not true. And I know a lot of great women who are better drivers than most people. And also, I think the shopping one is kind of outdated as well.
Well, here in Spain, for example, a very common stereotype is to assume that women are very sensitive.
Which we think is not true, but okay.
Depends the person.
Well, so first of all, thank you, Tessa, for sharing this with us. We are so grateful to have had you here and to be able to share a bit about this day with all of us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yes, and we also hope you found this interesting, just like us.
And thank you very much for being with us. See you next time. Bye.